A bill to require background checks for private gun sales is one step closer to a final vote. Tuesday, members of a Washington House committee voted 7-6. Republican Jay Rodney opposed the bill, saying it would not be enforceable.
We're going to drain precious law enforcement resources to policing this measure.
But Republican Mike Hope, a police officer, said this measure could help prevent shootings like what happened in Newtown, Connecticut.
God forbid if a tragedy like this happens in my backyard, that I want to know that I did everything legally possible to ensure that this would not happen.
This bill would not require background checks if the buyer has already qualified for a concealed gun permit. Committees have until this Friday to pass policy bills before the cutoff date.